Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we are in the house this morning with the Honorable Mayor Aaron Stewart, Mayor of New Britain. We're eating donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Those donuts are to die for, aren't they? How are you, Mayor?
I'm good, Ann. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Well,
it's an honor.
Thank you. And I know how busy you are. And so for you to take time out of your schedule to actually come and sit here face to face, I really do appreciate it. You and I kind of go way back. My office is here in New Britain.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, you have a special place in my heart.
Back from the Connecticut Race in the Park Breast Health Initiative days.
Oh, my God. Remember that? It seems like forever. Seems like we've been around forever.
It was one of the first places that I started volunteering in the community. God, I was, 15, 16 years old? And student at New Britain High School.
You were still in high school.
Yeah.
And then you stayed involved during your college days at Central Connecticut State University.
Yeah.
You are amazing. I just want to tell you that. So I wanted our listeners to kind of get to know you, Aaron, a little
sure.
bit. Because we read all about you everywhere. You're all over the place. But you've gotten some great coverage and you've got some great news. You're going to run for another term.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Term six.
I mean, did you have to think about that?
I did. And, you know, I posted on Facebook about it. I posted a lot. I did this like whole write-up and people started to get worried. They're like, what the heck is she doing? It's not an easy decision. When you're running for mayor, it's a 24/7 job, right?
Yep.
You don't get a day off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to talk with my family, my husband most importantly. You know, I have a 2.5-year-old at home.
Right.
And the job is very taxing on that and it takes time. And then I start to think, I'm the type of person, I get in my own head and I think to myself and I'm asking everyone around me, are people sick of me? Do they want to vote for me? Are they sick of me yet? Are they sick and tired of seeing like, oh, the mayor's doing this again? Or, you know, the mayor's here, the mayor's there. So I wanted to take a couple months to genuinely ask people in the community, what do you think? And the feedback that I got was really overwhelming and very flattering. And it made me feel good. And then my husband says to me, what the hell's the matter with you? You need to do this again.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, here we go.
Here you go.
Term six.
Well, and like you said, it is very consuming. And you sit on a number of boards as well. I mean, how many are you sitting on right now?
So I'm currently chairperson of the Capital Region Council of Governments. We represent 38 towns and 1 million people.
And you're the youngest mayor on that, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yay.
bunch
of old white men.
Oh,
and then there's
it
Aaron.
Here I am. I don't pick the one that doesn't fit in. That's me. I'm chairperson of the Consortium for Elected Officials for the Capital Workforce Partners Board, which also represents the greater Hartford region for all workforce development. I've just recently have been appointed to the Board of Regents to oversee the Connecticut State University system. So that's my newest thing that I have time for.
Wow, that's amazing. But congratulations.
But it's great.
That's a big deal.
It, you know, it's allowing me, you know, after 9 years of being mayor of our community, I'm finally, you know, in a place where I can branch out and start, putting New Britain on a larger statewide
yes.
scale.
Mm-hmm.
And my ability and my involvement with these different boards and organizations only allows me to project that message to a broader audience.
Absolutely, because you can't just stay in your little bubble, right?
Yeah.
Because what you do for New Britain, you want to, you know, you want to spread the word. And you've done
yeah.
so much. I mean, from the construction projects and, you know, you see cranes in the air and you see people everywhere. I mean, trying to drive through downtown New Britain, that's all you see is progress. It's okay.
It's great. It is, it's going to be a completely unrecognizable downtown, I say, within the next 5 years. And, you know, everyone always talks about the old New Britain, and I'm sure a lot of listeners remember the old
sure.
New Britain,
mm-hmm.
You know, where everybody would come to downtown New Britain and do their shopping, to go to the Strand Theater. It's the New Britain I never knew, but I take elements from that and stories from what I hear and want to try to my best to recreate a new version of that.
And you are.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
What are some of the biggest challenges that people don't realize being a mayor? There's so many different balls in the air, so many different, you know, personalities and things that you got to deal with. What do
yeah.
you find is one of the biggest headaches, if you will, in your job? Yeah,
well,
I know you got to pick one.
I know I got to pick one. Oh my gosh, there's a lot. You know, it's personality management, right? A lot of what I do on a daily basis is trying to manage personalities, right? That's difficult because you have to have really good interpersonal skills. And if you have your head buried in your phone all day and you're not able to sit down and talk to someone face to face, that can provide a very, very unique set of challenges,
right?
Which unfortunately you see a lot today. People would rather just sit at their desk and shoot off an email that or a text, then pick up the phone and call and relationship develop with people. And that takes time. You know, it's okay to go out and grab coffee with someone. Sometimes you have to take the extra hour of your day to go, again, develop those relationships, which is how you end up with progress.
Right.
You know, we didn't end up with these developments downtown just magically. This was relationship building that I had to go out and seek by trying to find developers and convince people that they needed to invest here and tell them why. So I think that's definitely a big, it's time consuming, but the results are there. Another thing too, you know, I think that's most difficult is New Britain doesn't have, well, yet, we don't have a town manager. So mayor is the buck stops with me. We don't have like a chief operations officer. However, that is going to change. We recently passed this November a charter revision, and in our charter revision, the people voted to hire a chief administrative officer for the city. So basically a professional town manager in addition to the mayor.
Nice.
So it's impossible to think that one person has the time to go do the interviews, right? To meet all the employees, to manage the budget, to do human resources. Oh my gosh. I mean, how much of my week is spent just dealing with people
yep.
who don't show up to work on time?
Yeah.
Or, you know, have to have administrative hearings because they're messing up at work. That's very time consuming too. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to having this chief administrative officer position.
Do you know who it is yet?
No, I'm going to post for it this summer.
Okay.
So it's going to be worked into my budget this year. So the funding will be there July 1, and then I want to hire as soon as possible.
That's fantastic. All right. So you're also featured in the Hartford Business Journal. Talk a little bit about that. It used to be, ooh, what, 40 under 40, but now it's...
Well, they do a bunch of different things
different
now.
Stuff, yeah.
So this year, the last couple of years, the Hartford Business Journal has done their Power 50. So they take the 50 most influential, they see business and leaders in the greater Hartford area and highlight them. And so yours truly made the list this year.
Yeah.
Wasn't number one, but I'll settle for number 20.
Okay.
Fine. it was an honor to be recognized on that list of people who are very influential in the greater Hartford region. And very few politicians were on that list. So I was surprised, you know, I was very honored to see myself on there. One of the main things that they talked about was the amount of economic development that I've brought.
Right.
And that comes with the amount of buildings that we have going up and really transforming the landscape of the city, but bringing in a lot of private dollars to invest here. And that was one of the things that they had cited. I mean, in the last 2 years alone, we've brought in almost $200 million of private money and investments into New Britain.
Well, because I think one of the people, I used to live in New Britain too, and one of the biggest issues, well, there were a couple, were the taxes, right?
Always.
So with this development, eventually comes tax relief, and that's part of your goal, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. New Britain is, we're 13.2 square miles. We got 75,000 people, right? We live on top of one another. We are 98% developed, and almost 50% of all of our taxable property is not taxable. So think about that.
Wow.
So that, whether it's a church or a nonprofit or a school, I mean, these prop or estate property, these properties take up so much land in town, so it is very difficult to try to grow the tax base. But we also just recently announced that for the 10th year in a row, our grand list grew.
Woo-hoo. Yay!
So that's all aids into being able to pay for the services that our residents expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're an urban center, right? We pay for trash pickup. You know, we're maintaining our roads and our sidewalks. We have to pay for our park maintenance, a lot of these things that I think we take for granted when you live in a community like ours, that in more rural areas of the state you just don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes at a cost. So our mill rate is pretty high compared to neighboring towns. But it just comes with the density and the lack of taxpayers that we have. So every inch, every dollar additional that I can make to go into the city's coffers is going to be spent wisely. And I'm a big believer in people need to see how their tax dollars are being spent.
Right.
And that is what I hear from people all the time. I don't, you know, it's okay. I don't mind paying because I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
When they're seeing Stanley Quarter Park being dredged, when they're seeing the trails that are being put in all of our park systems, the roads, the sidewalks, the cranes in the air.
Right.
They see it, and it makes people feel a little bit better, I guess, about what they have to pay because no one really likes taxes.
No, they don't. And then you look at education. What is, I think it's the per pupil expenditure in New Britain is around, what, $6,000, I believe?
I think it might be a little bit more.
A little bit more.
A little bit more.
Now, think about that. Do the math on that.
Sure.
Okay, and you multiply that by all the kids in the school system. Can you imagine? I mean, It's huge.
Over 10,000 students in the school system.
Yes.
For a long time, our school system has struggled with a pretty poor reputation, but I'm really hopeful that things are changing around and changing for the better. We have a new superintendent. He is so focused. He is just laser focused on bringing up these test scores, making sure that our individual schools are getting the supports that they need, empowering our principals to run their buildings effectively.
Right.
And in turn, what he's doing too is he's communicating with our parents, he's communicating with the employees, he's communicating with me, and it's
got to be refreshing.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
It's just this new life in the school district, and it's going to take us some time, right? There's never enough money in the world to fund everything that you would want, but we're making strides towards that. You know, where we were once, you know, we were once spending the least amount per pupil statewide, we've now moved up, I want to say, about 30 spots.
Right.
So we're not last.
You're not last.
We're last, in, unfortunately, in performance, but those things are going to change over time, too. And I think over the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see some significant changes in the school district that are going to make people want to move to New Britain even more than they do now.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Mayor Aaron Stewart, Mayor of New Britain, sixth term, just announced that you're running again. What are your goals? What are you going to do differently, or what are your objectives in your next term?
I think when I was thinking about running again, you know, I'm thinking about all of the shovels that I have in the ground and all of the ribbons that I want to cut.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
The Brit, the massive redevelopment of this apartment complex. Well, we knocked down the old Burt Bank building, right?
Yep.
In a partnership with Jasco Development. We also knocked down Amato's, I know, sore spot in so many people's hearts.
I know.
And it was so tough. But when you look at the way that these buildings are, they just weren't adding any value to what we need in the downtown area. And thankfully, a developer like Jasco comes in and was able to partner with us to build these new high-rise apartment buildings that are going to be great, mixed income, mixed use. I want to cut the ribbon on these.
Right.
We also are embarking on another project that I don't even know if I've really announced it yet.
Ooh,
but it's going to happen.
Is this
here.
An exclusive,
I
Mayor?
I think so.
All right.
I think so. Mount Pleasant Housing Project. If you are from New Britain, you know where Mount Pleasant is. It is right across from the Stanley Works tool factory. It's a housing project owned by the New Britain Housing Authority. We are getting ready to embark on a massive project to knock all of it down and rebuild it into affordable housing to give the people that live there a much better life, let's put it that way. We did something similar with the Pinnacle Heights and Corbin Heights housing projects, but we are, actually, I'll be looking at the designs for this and next week.
Wow, how fun.
But that's a really, really important project for our community because so many people associate with growing up in Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think as we're putting in, it's about balance, right? We can put in all these new, let's say, luxury apartment buildings, but we also have to make sure that we're focusing on affordable too, because they have to have the reality of our city. We're not a rich community,
right?
You know, we
right.
can't people can't afford really high rent, so there has to be a balance.
And isn't it true though, the nicer you make it, the better it's kept? You know, people take people take pride in ownership when you have
absolutely
something that you're proud of, right?
Absolutely.
And that makes such a huge difference. Boy, I wish Hartford, the city of Hartford, could take a few lessons from you, because you know, there, it just never seems to get out of its own way.
It's
so
true.
Sixth term, and then I know everybody asks you, and you don't know, but what's next?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I have
know.
No idea. I mean, I will tell you, okay, I know this is going to sound, people probably think I'm crazy. I went back to
you
school.
You are crazy.
I'm nuts. I went back to school. I'm graduating in May with my master's in public administration from University of New Haven.
Wow.
So, I did it all online. It was, a lot of late nights and a lot of weekends. but I'm graduating in May, so, and I, you know, I'm a big believer in education.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it may seem, you know, superficial, like why the heck does she need that little piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
But I do.
But it's knowledge, and it's never too late to keep learning, right?
No. So I'm hopeful that whatever my career has for me past mayor, if I'm hopefully, knock on wood, I'm lucky enough to serve a sixth term, but I'll be able to do something in public administration in that realm. But my focus was in municipal finance. It's kind of been a cornerstone of my time as mayor,
right?
Really fixing the city's finances and delving deep into the budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the sexy work that I can't really, you know, I can't post a lot about that on Facebook
because
it's very hard to say, like, here I am crunching numbers.
Mm-hmm. But it's part of the job.
It's a big part of the job.
So no run for governor?
I I won't rule it out. You know, I've been very open. It'd be a dream job. I tried that in 2018. Mm-hmm. You know, I dipped my toe in. It didn't work out. That's okay. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
Right.
I don't know what 2026 will be. You know, listen, 3 years, 4 years almost in politics is an eternity. And a lot of things can happen between now and then. But if the time's right and if the path is opened, I'm there.
Yeah. I see where you just could benefit the state in so many different ways. I just love the way you think. I love the way you operate. I mean, you really are a no-nonsense operator, right? You have
sure.
to be.
You have to be in this job. And honestly, I think that's been a reason why New Britain has been so successful is because, you know, I don't sugarcoat anything. It is Mm-mm. what it is. And I have nothing to hide. I lay everything out on the table. That's how I've always been. It's how I was raised. If you know my family, you definitely know that's how I was raised.
Oh, we know your family. And that kind of brings me to my next question, you know, because your father, Tim Stewart, was mayor for a while.
Yeah.
How much do you lean on him or do you pretty much just take your own path?
Well, seeing how I've been mayor longer than he was now.
Oh, here we go.
No, my dad's been an incredible resource for me throughout my tenure as mayor. And, you know, it is a unique job and not very many people have had it or understand. So it's him and I most certainly have our differences.
Sure.
There's no doubt about it. But it's very important to have somebody that you can call to bounce things off of when you need an opinion or a second opinion on something. And mm-hmm. he's always been that guy for me. And, you know, I've been really grateful for it.
That's good. It's good to have that mentor and somebody that you know you can trust.
Of
obviously,
course.
It's your dad. You know, on social media, I see you post great things. You're such a great communicator. Mm-hmm. And what drives me nuts sometimes, even if it's a good thing, you've got these people that come out of the woodwork or from under a rock.
Oh, yeah.
And they've always got to put their two cents in. Does that ever get frustrating?
Oh my God, yes. Well,
and I hope you don't ask your dad about how to respond.
No, I don't. I don't know. No, there are some things I'm much better at. Social media is one of them. You know, no matter what you do, and I've just kind of accepted this, social media has just created this world. And I think all of us can agree that social media has created this a lot of negativity in our worlds that we have to all shield ourselves from in some way, shape, or form. Because you will become obsessed with constantly checking and wanting to, you know, respond back to people. And social media has emboldened people, I think, too, to just say whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And not think about the ramifications of it, which is unfortunate. I've got a really thick skin. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people do. Half the time when people say you could do a million good things, but it's the one bad thing that you do that they remember and they always comment on. And I always respond. I try to respond to a lot
you
of
do,
people.
You do, I see.
I do. I try to engage
Sometimes
them.
Sometimes I respond too.
Yeah, yes. I try to engage them because, you know, once you engage with an individual, then it's like either they back down or all of a sudden they delete their comment or they don't want, you know, social media is a bear. It really is. It's a skill set in and of itself to be able to try to manage that. They need to start making degrees on how to manage that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's kind of part of my business, and I wish I had the answers, but there just aren't any.
Well, the thing about crisis communications is a huge piece of the job.
Yes.
Huge.
Yep.
And all it takes is one social media post.
Yeah. Putting out fires.
Yep.
That's right. How is the media treating you these days?
The media is, it's interesting, right? You've lost a lot of your local coverage, which becomes, it's difficult. You know, with your local newspapers are shrinking. And even in the last 9 years, I look at the type of coverage that I received in the first term as opposed to now. You know, you really have to use social media to generate my own news.
To tell your own story.
Correct.
Because they're not going to come to you to tell the story anymore.
They're not. They're just not.
And there's plus and minuses with that, right? Because then you know the story is right.
Yep.
And you're hitting the angle you want to hit, but.
Yes. You have to tell your own story, create your own news. And I say that every day. How are we making our own news this week? And every day when we have a different post, I view ourselves as, you know, in my social media pages, as it's my responsibility to tell the people of New Britain our story for the day. Whether it's in the local newspaper or not, what's our story for the day? And then sometimes you'll find other news outlets that might pick up on it and might want to follow up on it,
right?
Which is great,
yeah.
But very different where you don't have this army of reporters anymore that are searching for things to write about. But on the second hand, it's also pretty scary because journalists are what hold politicians accountable a lot of times.
There's no checks and balances.
There's none of it. And so if you have a dishonest politician out there, they're getting away with it right now.
I know.
And it's scary.
It's scary, and I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. I know. You could just hire one reporter just to dig into all the things that should be looked at.
No but more investigative right. reporters.
There isn't.
Far and few between.
Very few.
Yeah.
So
it's scary.
And if they come knocking on your door, that's when you got to run, right?
Or in my case, you just tell them what they need to know.
Tell them what they need to know.
I don't care.
Right, exactly. So do you have any idea who you're going to be up against in re-election yet?
Zero clue. The political landscape in New Britain is just, it's become very bizarre as of late. You know, again, I look at the span of the last 9 years, you know, you used to have this constant, you know, bickering between both parties. It really doesn't exist anymore, which I'm grateful for, mm-hmm. Because I think it's just kind of quelled a lot of people's
fears.
Well,
you've helped neutralize that. Let's be honest.
Very much
I mean,
so.
I've seen you recently standing next to Governor Lamont.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen you with Blumenthal. I mean, you really
yes.
have blurred that line.
Yes.
As a Republican.
No more of this, you know, political partisan BS. Nobody likes it. You know, nobody has the appetite for it. We can stand next to each other. We can coexist. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
It sounds like maybe you should be going to Washington, D.C.
Oh, God.
That's the other thing.
That's bad.
I mean,
yeah.
It is bad. And you get nothing accomplished.
Nothing.
And I think you're one of those no-nonsense people where you just put your foot down and this isn't going to happen on my watch.
Correct. Or you try to steer conversations into how they're going to be productive instead of how we're just going to personally insult one another, mm-hmm. which doesn't get you anywhere. So I have no idea. I genuinely don't know who my opponent will be. Whatever.
Wait and see.
And until then, I'm going to continue to work on the campaign and raise money so that when I do have one, I'm ready to go.
That's right. And you've got a kickoff coming up. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, March 9th at the VFW, 5:30 to 8 is my campaign kickoff. $40. Stuart4nb.com if you want information or to buy tickets.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little St. Patty's theme.
Oh,
because,
of course.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so Irish. It's crazy. We even bought you Irish donuts.
I know.
You know?
There's St. Patrick's Day themed donuts here today. I'm loving it.
Yes.
I mean, with a name like Aaron Stewart, you know.
Yeah. I know.
Irish.
I mean, that's why I went to Ireland, my mom and I, with your dad and your mom
so much fun.
A bunch of other people. It was so much fun. Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Anything else that you want to talk about or you want our listeners to know about? You know, let it rip.
Loaded question, Anne. you know, a lot of things changing in the city. I'm really hopeful for the future of the city of New Britain. And I think that New Britain can be an example for how Connecticut's urban centers can really thrive with the right leadership at the helm. You know, I take great pride when people tell me, oh my gosh, I don't even recognize New Britain. I grew mm-hmm. up there and I came back and I'm so pleased with what I see. And I'm not going to say we're not perfect, not by any means.
Right.
We're always working towards, you know, becoming the best. But every investment that we have, every positive development that we see, every good thing that people say about our community, it makes all of us, all 75,000 residents, feel better about the place that we live. And I think that, you know, when I look at New Britain from 2013 and I look at it today in 2023, what a different place. And the way that people are talking about it.
Right.
So it was one of the first things I said, if I can do anything in my time here.
Change the narrative.
Yes, it is to reinstill pride in our community. Mm-hmm. Change that narrative, and I'm feeling really great that we've done that.
And you have. And I got to tell you, I lived in New Britain.
Yeah.
Now, my business has been in New Britain for years, and I'm proud to say that I am a business owner here in New Britain.
Yeah.
I really, really sit back and admire all the things that you've done. I mean, you've addressed the drug issue.
New Britain Recovers, my baby.
That's your baby.
Yeah.
And it's made a huge impact on the community. You're working closely, as you mentioned, with the superintendent to work on the educational system.
Yeah.
And these are all just part of what builds a stronger community.
And you're out there. Empowering people, too.
Yes.
Right? It's not just about me. It's about coalition building and empowering all the people that are members of our community to do their part.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what helps lift up a whole community, too. It's not just one person. It's a lot. I just might be at the top of it, getting
right.
everybody together, which is fine.
Right.
But
it does. It takes people getting together and doing something. You can sit and complain about things all day long.
Which is always the easy way.
Always the easy way. But why can't you get up off your...
Behind.
You and I want to say something else.
Absolutely.
We're a lot alike in that way. But yeah, get up and do something. Whether you live in New Britain or whether you live in any other community, if you don't get involved and you don't make a difference,
it's
then
true.
Shut up.
It's very true. It's easy to go on social media and complain. It's harder to leave your house and actually go attend a meeting and talk to people that can make those changes or run for office to make those changes yourself.
Right.
Listen, I would love to see more people that are like me being involved in local politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I think that a lot of people think, oh, this isn't for me. And I say that about trying to get women involved all the time. One of the first things that, you know, I say when I'm trying to get them involved is, well, why don't you think you can do it? Oh, I don't know enough about this.
Right.
Women are like terrible, right? We don't,
yes.
We ever think that like we're good enough,
good
or, like
enough.
We
yeah.
know enough. Like you do.
Yep.
Trust me, you do. If you have common sense and you just have, and if you're willing to share your opinion, that's enough.
That's all it takes. And then you learn as you go.
Yep.
Right? Well, again, you're doing a fantastic job. And
thank
it was
you.
Just such a pleasure sitting here having a conversation
yeah,
with you,
thanks,
Mayor.
Thanks.
And as I always say, continued success. Keep
thank
up
you.
The good work. Keep that skin nice and thick.
Oh.
And you're going to continue to do great things, I can tell.
Thank you so much,
all
Aaron.
Right.
StewartForNB.com.
There you go. We got to get out there. StewartForNB.com. Go on the website. Make a donation if you can. Let's make sure that this wonderful, talented woman stays in office here in
thank
New Britain.
You.
And, of course, we couldn't do it without all of you. We want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.